This is the city. Cody, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Thursday as we have items sent to us from the Cody Police Department covering activity going back to last week. They include one arrest, a 42-year-old out of Casper, arrested for public intoxication and disorderly conduct. That's how they elect mayors in Casper. Can't do that in Cody. So, no way.
So they drink for 2 hours, and then whoever can walk the straightest line,
yep,
he's mayor.
You're mayor. So, or she.
Or she.
They don't discriminate.
Yeah. Okay,
so
yeah.
There you go. No. Suspicious activity, Cathcart Medical Center. RP advised a male and female have been sitting in a white Ford with a toolbox, unknown plate number. RP believes the female is intoxicated. At 8:55 a.m., disposition, gone on arrival. So they took their toolbox and left. So,
well, was she in the driver's seat? Was she a passenger?
It does not say.
So. What's the basis of your claim?
Well, she, who knows what she was doing, this female who this person claims is intoxicated, believes that she's intoxicated.
And they're an expert. So.
Might have had an upset stomach. You don't know. So.
It could be a million things.
Yeah. Parking problem on 13th Street. Maroon Oldsmobile has been parked out in front of the building for about a week. Yeah, I would probably say something might be up. So, welfare check. The Chamber of Commerce, RP, says there's a man that's been sitting under a tree all day long. The guy hasn't done anything bad or anything. They just want to make sure he's okay. Disposition, assistance given. Is that guy still sitting there? Yeah, he's not doing anything.
You got a permit to sit there all day?
He's just sitting there. Oh,
get him.
Yeah, maybe discovering gravity. We don't know.
Yeah, he's pondering things. Maybe he's a philosopher.
Right? Yeah, it could be. He could be doing a lot worse, you know.
Yeah.
Could be doing things to that tree, you know. We're sort of lucky he's just sitting underneath it. So, fraud related at Spoon Club.
Hey, how'd that fork get in here? The Spoon Club.
RP says she was scammed by a fraudulent email, is out about $1,000. Disposition, assistance given. So,
you know, whenever if I'm about to spend $1,000...
Oh, man.
I'm pretty darn sure I know where that money's going.
Yeah. So.
And what the heck is the Spoon Club?
It's Spoon, I'm guessing club, CLB period. CLB period.
Yeah, that
Spoon.
Sounds
right. Oh.
We love spoons.
Well, obviously, they have easily scammed people over there. They put them all in one section there. So,
what about the butter knives?
Yeah. So this, yeah, $1,000 by clicking on. Click on here.
Don't click, people. Don't click.
Yeah, that's not a good idea. Let's see. Animal stray, Glade Court. Darpy has a stray dog. The kids brought home. Return to owner. Can we keep him? Look at him. He's got only three legs, but he's great. Let's see, disturbance, Beck Avenue. RP says there's a male banging on her front door. It's a male she helped earlier that she doesn't want staying at her address. He seems highly intoxicated. Disposition, C case. So I'm guessing this is the drunk guy from Casper.
Oh, okay.
Public intoxication and disorderly conduct. So, and
that,
she
know.
Had helped him earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was your no. I don't want to say that's your first mistake because we're supposed to help others.
You would think,
but sometimes it does come back and bite you.
Yeah. Well, he didn't get in to do any biting.
Good. So. Good.
Disturbance, Cody Avenue. Loud music coming from behind the RP. Disposition, warning issued. This coming in right at midnight.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, it's okay. Yeah, we'll certainly go over there now. So, let's see. Traffic complaint on Beck Avenue. A stop arm violation, disposition warning issued. So I'm guessing that was a bus.
School bus, yeah.
Yeah, because I've looked into getting one for my pickup truck. They said, no, stop, everybody. I'm getting in fraud-related Maple Leaf Avenue. That's where the Canadians are. RP stated she had mail from Colorado that stated her name was being used to start a bank account.
Ah!
Disposition, assistance given. So she had mail from Colorado. Mm. So I think, yeah, you've got definitely would need some law enforcement to get involved there. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. But you would think that, you know, the bank in Colorado could wait for that person to come in and then arrest them. But no, we can't do that.
No, that's too much trouble.
That's way too wild. You know, that's something you might see in CSI or something.
Yeah.
Trespass complaint on Stoltz Street. RP would like to trespass the listed person. Disposition assistance given. Don't like them anymore. So, let's see. Traffic stop at Majestic Lube. How was your lube? Majestic. Go away from me. Driver citation for improper passing. Disposition, citation issued. You get behind a slow person, and it's like, I'm just going to pass in the turning lane.
Right.
No. Miscellaneous assistance at Mashy Club. Mashy Club. I don't know if it's near Spoon. Up the block from Fork Club. RP states she's having problems with getting a motorcycle delivered to them. So just go to the motorcycle store. So,
yeah, you didn't buy it like on Craigslist,
oh,
did you?
Oh, I bet that's what it is. So I found something online instead of going to the local biker store.
Yeah.
And so now they're not delivering the motorcycle that I saw a picture of.
And had to have.
Yeah, had to have. And so those are the kind that you get the motorcycle finally delivered. It comes in a little shoebox and a little G.I. Joe on top of it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Citizen contact on Pleasant View. Contacted subject gathering rocks in the park. Advised to contact City Hall about permission before continuing. You need permission to pick up rocks in the park.
And as we know, there's not a single rock to be found in the county.
No. It's, you got to go to the park. Well, unless this guy, you know, if these city mowers keep hitting these rocks.
Well, maybe, that's one thing. But
Yeah. Miscellaneous assistance at City Park. RP is in town early for a delivery to Wyoming, to WPH, Wyoming something. West Park Hospital.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. And would like to know where he can park for the night. Disposition, assistance given.
Walmart.
Go to Walmart. Yeah. And then come out and see all the damage done to your car. So.
Wow. I was fast asleep.
Yeah. Animal stray, Walgreens, RP states, brown and white dog with a red collar, no tags, tied up to the bike rack. Disposition, return to owner. So it's like, they got the bike rack in front of Walgreens and the dog just sort of sitting there tied up to it. So somebody, this dog's running loose, but I don't want to deal with it, so I'll just tie it up. So let's see, animal stray, Chihuahua has a blue harness, name is Buddy. Buddy, get out of this road.
Buddy, quit biting me there.
Running with a white collie, mixed green collar, named Trixie. Trixie, bring Buddy home.
Unlikely animal friendships. Trixie and Buddy.
Drug-related, Crystal Cove. RP states he can smell marijuana coming from Crystal Cove. Disposition, CK. So, and then he quickly ordered a pizza.
Wow. And we get right on that and figure out which one of the 30 different apartments it's coming from.
I'm sure it's there. Extra patrol request, Salisbury. I paid like an extra patrol on Salisbury. Lots of kids live in the area. Cars are speeding through. Disposition, assistance given. Kids ruin everything, Russ. So, let's see. Animal stray, Meadow Lane Village Apartments. Orange Chevy Suburban. A cat is living in it. Disposition, unfounded. They went to go check on the cat. So, yeah, that's sweet for the cat, you know. better than living outside. Animal call, Mountain View. RP has concerns in regard to someone who will be in long-term hospital, and the cats are unattended.
Oh.
Yeah. So what about the cats?
Have them move in to the suburban.
Yeah. Fraud-related, Yellowstone Avenue. RP has $300 taken out of his account. Disposition. Assistance given. So it sounds like debit card issues. Mm-hmm, so. Mm-hmm. Disturbance, Mountain View. RP advised their subject and the resident screaming and yelling, possibly intoxicated. Assistance, Kevin. It's when the screams are slurred. That's when you think, somebody's drunk over there. Let's see. And then domestic at Juby's.
Oh, they're back.
RP heard screaming, help me, from this address, a female voice and a dog barking. Disposition unfounded. So they went over there and there was no problem. The dog may have learned how to yell, help me. We don't know. Anyway.
Help me. I'm a dog in Juby's.
Yeah, I want to go outside. Anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where Tim asks you not to call him Trixie today, okay?
But, buddy, that's
buddy,
okay.
Buddy, that's fine.
You can call him Buddy.
Yeah. Anyway, appreciate the Cody Police Department for today's Police Blotter Report.